The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Kingdom ways to family prosperity, part 2. Kingdom ways to family prosperity. And in the first service, I spoke extensively that our God is a God that is the originator of the family. According to Genesis 2 verse 18, He brought man and woman together by Himself. He is the originator of the concept of marriage. And one of the things He wants to do for a family is to make them happy, to make them to prosper, to make them to do well, to make their life to be better than it was before. Somebody's life here will be better than it was before in the name of Jesus. And I said, prosperity in the family is not a product of luck. There is what to do. There is a path to toe to get prosperous. And today, we'll be looking at 10 of those ways amongst many other ways. We have looked at 5 in the first service. I will not be able to do a thorough rundown of the first service, but I will just speak briefly on them. One, I said, possess a strong desire for it. Possess a strong desire for prosperity. Have a desire that your family should do well. Let it be your desire. Number 2, I said, put God and His word first in your family. You want your family to do well, put God first. Don't put God as a second fiddle. Don't go to God only when you need Him. Don't do God like somebody that you only use and dump. Don't do that to God if you want your family to prosper. Let God be an integral part of your family from inception and continually. Number 3, what are the kingdom ways for family prosperity? Is to say only what you want to see. I said / faith talk. Talk faith. Don't say what you don't want to see. Don't call your children by the name God does not call them. Don't call your wife a name God did not call her. Call her who God has called her. A wonderful woman. A great woman. A wonderful woman. A blessed woman. An asset to me. A woman of virtue. A woman of blessing. Call your husband a good name. A man of valor. His excellency. A rich man. Call him good names, because what you call him is what he will eventually become. Number 4, I said, be prayerful. If your family will be prosperous, prayer must. Satan is always happy when the family is not praying. And I said in the first service, Satan can never get a family that is always praying. It's not possible. Satan can never get a family. It is when you are not praying, he's excited, you see. They are fighting. Or they are watching film. They are not praying. They are not praying. Then he says, very good. He operates freely and cheaply in a family that is not praying. And number 5, I said, give godly counsel and receive godly counsel. Give godly counsel and also receive godly counsel. Proverbs 15:22, Proverbs 11:14. Proverbs 11:14, there is where no counsel is, the people fail, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Anybody in the first service and we're blessed, shout a big hallelujah. So we will move on quickly to the second part of this message, which you can call number 6, kingdom ways to family prosperity, is change all negative habits or negative ways in the family. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Romans 12 verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. If your family is going to be progressive, productive, and prosperous, every negative habit must be stopped. Man is a product of habits. Negative habits produces negative results. Positive habits produces positive results. A family that will be prosperous must be a family that removes indiscipline from them. Bad habits hinders your prosperity, while good habits makes things to do well or makes the family to do well. Bad habits like disobedience, bad habits like greed, like stinginess. Let me tell you this. Giving is a habit. Stinginess is a habit. The first sign of a poor family is stinginess. Every poor family is a stingy family. Because once you are stingy, you will be poor. Somebody will tell me, sometimes, how come people that are not Christians are so rich? They are always giving. Genesis chapter 8 verse 22. As long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, winter and summer, day and night shall not cease. As long as the world is remaining, if you are giving, you will be receiving. If you want your family to be prosperous, there are some habits you have to flush inside the toilet. Stinginess is one of them. Greed is one of them. And many others like that. Laziness is one of them. Any habit that is detrimental to the progress and advancement of your family must be jettisoned, must be discarded. Any habit that does not bring God glory must be removed from the family. As from today, God will remove from your life every habit that does not glorify Him in Jesus' name. I say, God will remove it from your life in Jesus' name. The sons of Eli had some bad habits. You know the story very well. And these habits destroyed them. And also destroyed the father. Ophni and Phinehas, this destroyed them. If you are ever going to be successful as a family, there are some habits you have to discard. There are some habits you have to let go of if you want to go far. Today, everything called bad habits in your life shall be removed in the name of Jesus. It shall be removed totally and flushed out of your life in Jesus' name. Do you know the reason why it looks as if some children and children and children always follow the same line? They follow bad habits of their parents. If you notice some things that your parents do and you don't like it or it's not godly, as a believer, as a child of God, don't be foolish enough to follow that habit. For example, I know a man who doesn't give his wife soup money. He's a big man, but he doesn't give his wife allowance or anything. He doesn't give his wife anything. He said his father never gives his mother. He has never seen his father give his mother. Says, so why does he want to do the same? There are some things you see in your parents' life. It doesn't mean you, because they are your parents, you can pick it, especially if they are not believers. So if your parents jump inside fire, you also jump inside fire. Once you notice it, this is anti-covenant. This is a bad habit. Your father has 3-4 wives. Or maybe he's already even moving to tens. Tens. There's a boy that I know here some time ago. His father has 12 wives. And his mother is the first. His mother is the first. And she's pregnant again this year now. Yeah. True life story. And the father is a farmer. Yeah. So if that kind of child wants to follow the footsteps of his father, he's already on his way to poverty. As in poverty with square root. because the child must be greater than the father. So his father was poor, he will now be. There are some habits your parents have with you. Look at Solomon. Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines. All colors of wives he had it. Chinese, American, Nigerian, Igbo, Hausa, Ibibio, Benue, Ilorin. You know Ilorin has different. 700. What a bad habit. You know, David liked women. But it was not said that David got to the level of Solomon with 700 wives and 300 concubines. How many days are even in a year, Seth? 365 days. It means in a year, he cannot even finish his wife alone. And then if that is what he's doing, is it PhD? Is that what you now be doing with your life? Every day! No wonder at the end of his life, things were not okay. At a point in his life, he started running off after other gods. At a point in his life, Solomon's life became something else. In 1 Kings chapter 11, 1 Kings 11 from verse 1, sorry media, this is not part of your outline, but God just ministered to me to talk about this also. 1 Kings chapter 11 from verse 1, and King Solomon loved many strange women together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zedomites. He even got to Z from A. It was going from A, B, C, Amwab, everything. We got to Hezites. Go on. Of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, you shall not go into them, neither shall they come to thee. Eventually, he began to follow idols. And neither shall they come in unto thee, for neither shall they return. They shall turn away that after their gods. Why are you doing this? Can you go back to verse 2, please? Beginning of verse 2, please. Of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto thee, for surely they will turn away your heart from after their God. Solomon clave unto this in love. What kind of love? Now look at verse 3. And he had 700 wives, princesses, 300 concubines, and his wives turned his heart away. Turned away his heart. That is, they turned him from the path of God to the path of evil. Watch it. Watch it. If you are ever going to be prosperous, bad habits of your parents must not enter you. Bad habits. Your parents were an alcoholic, always drinking, or maybe your one of your parents is a person that is loose. You know, anything you can think of, you have to work on it if you want to be prosperous. May the Lord give us understanding. My prayer for you today is that the same mistake that destroyed your parents or your parents' parents will not destroy you. I say the mistake that destroyed your parents and your parents' parents will not destroy you. Negative history will not repeat itself in your own family. There are some fathers, they have no bearing. They just do everything up and down, everything. And the children too, when they come up, then the mother will say, you are behaving like your... Once your father is not behaving well, and mommy say you are behaving like your father, you need prayer. You need prayer. Number 7. I'm talking of kingdom ways to family prosperity. Is to walk in love / be a giver. Walk in love. Love is the greatest virtue you can possess in life and destiny. There can be no true love without giving. Learn to give to your family. to walk in love with your wife. Don't be a wife beater. In Igbo, a wife beater is called efulufu. Efulufu means somebody who is more useless than useless. As in, aggravated uselessness. As in, celebrated uselessness. Am I speaking? Somebody whose uselessness is upgraded. A squared uselessness. For a man to lift up his hand and beat up his wife is a sign of uselessness. It means the person is not responsible at all. I read a book some time ago of our beloved Daddy Gio. He said when they were still young with his wife, Mommy Gio, said whenever she's angry, he will just take whatever he wants to take and walk out of the house and just go out. When she has calmed down, he will come back. That was before they gave their life to Christ. No matter what your wife has done to you, no matter what your wife has done to you, it doesn't qualify for you to beat her up, to slap her, or to use your leg, or to throw something at her. She is also somebody's daughter. Hello? She's also somebody's daughter. Ladies, if you are dating somebody and he's already slapping you from courtship, please take the back door and run away. Because by the time he now becomes your wife for real, you become his wife for real. He has been looking for a punching bag before. He didn't. You know, some men, they get their ego from being able to beat up their wives. And show him pepper. Show him. If you know you can show somebody pepper, go and look for a man like you. If you know that you are very strong and agile as a man, look for somebody like Mike Tyson, like you. Then let us see what will happen. A lady, a sister to you, your wife is your sister. Your wife is your friend. Your wife is like your younger sister. Hello? You have no right to beat her up. She's to be pampered. Somebody say pampered. She's to be taken. It is the part of your wife you want to see that you bring out. If you want to see the wicked part of a woman, you will see it. Hello? If you provoke her and you do something evil to her, she will tell you, But if you want to see the good part of her always, treat her well. Someone say, treat her well. Treat her well. Treat her well. May the Lord give us understanding. No woman rejects love. No woman. You give a woman true love, she will never reject it. No woman rejects true love. Give it to her. Give it to her massively. Give it to her more. You know, the Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So don't say, she's not a good person. Ah, she's not a perfect person. That's what you are trying to say. That she's not a perfect person. I agree with you. You are not a perfect person either. Is somebody with me this morning? Learn to show love. Learn to speak love. Learn to express love. Learn to say something about the fact that you love her and you appreciate her. Also, women, the same thing. After your husband has been bastardized at work and everybody has abused him, everybody has said something bad about him, don't let him come back again. He now comes to take part two of what he just received outside. No. His boss has spoken to him harshly. They've called him from head office. They've called him from this place. They've done this. Maybe he has his own business. His workers has given him plenty of problems. Let him find joy and peace when he gets home. Let him find satisfaction when he gets home. Let his mind be at peace. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Every man here, you will not be an efulefu in the name of Jesus. Say a big amen. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 13. The Bible says, now abided faith, hope, and love, which is also called charity. But the greatest of these three is called charity, which is also called love. That is the greatest virtue you can have as a man and as a woman. No matter how many certificates you have, it's the extent of lovingness and the extent to which you can love people, love your children, love your wife that matters most. May the Lord give us understanding. Number 8. Kingdom ways to family prosperity is total submission. Total submission. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 21 and 22. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 21 and 22 tells us, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. What's that place trying to say? Wives are to submit their husband, but husband also is obligated to love, cherish his wife in submission. That's all. That's all he's trying to say. If you are going to enjoy prosperity, God wants to prosper a family where there is submission one to another. Not that the wife has submitted to the husband and the husband refused to submit to the wife. Or the wife, the husband has submitted to the wife, but the wife is a very problematic person. No. There must be mutual coexistence. There must be agreement in terms of the submission of both of you to one another in agreement and in love. The more you are submitted to God as a man, the more your wife will be submitted to you. One of the problems that men have sometimes is they say, my wife is not submitting to me. If your wife is not submitting to you, you have to check your submission with God. It flows down that line. Your wife, the husband submits to God, then the wife submits to the man. That's the way it works. Once your wife, you are having problems of submission, most likely you are not. Because once your wife sees the way you love God and pursue God, it will be easy for her to submit to you. And so I want to advise men here today, let your heart be totally submitted to God. You will see how your wife will release herself to you. But once you are not with God, you are not here or there, she will not be happy with you sometimes. I'm not saying that once you are not born again that your wife should not submit to you. No, that's not what I'm saying. But a lot of times, women naturally submit when they see that a man has somebody else he's submitting to us. Praise the Lord. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. So submission one to another is very, very important. Submission one to another is very important. Women must submit to the authority of their husband, and this will make the husband also to love them and to submit to them on a continual and on a consistent basis. And in your family, the peace of the Lord will continue to reign in Jesus' name. Number 9, major way to prosperous family is be cooperative and supportive. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9 and 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. If they fall, the one will lift up the fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he had not another to help him. It's important that husband and wife are cooperative in every of their assignments. Cooperate with yourselves in training the children, in building your house. Cooperate together. Everything you do, it must be with cooperation. It must be with cooperation. Don't be going in the opposite direction of what the family is trying to achieve. That's why communication is very, very important. You must always communicate your plans and your purposes as a husband to your wife. What is the long-term plan? What is the short-term plan? Short-term plans are plans of maybe 3 months, 6 months. Long-term plans are plans of 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years plan. Communicate. So your wife knows where you are going. She knows the direction you are going. So she can follow you. But no woman will follow you to nowhere. Say, follow me. Say, to where? Say, I don't know where I'm going. She will cooperate with you when you have unveiled your plan to her. Support. And also when your husband has given you direction on where he's going, support him. Cooperate with him, knowing fully well that the enemy doesn't want his plan to come to pass. Knowing fully well that the enemy doesn't want what he wants, what he wishes, the enemy doesn't want it to come to pass. So cooperate with him. Give him the necessary moral support, prayer support, word support. Push him. Support him. Speak to him. Encourage him. Don't talk down on whatever he's doing. Don't be like Sambalat and Tobias. When Nehemiah was building, they said even a fox can walk upon this thing you are building. Don't do that. Do you know every man starts his life from one level, and you support him as he grows from that level to another level? Once you withdraw his support and you allow his support to come from somewhere else, his heart will turn towards where he's getting support. His mind will be moved towards wherever he's getting support. If he's doing a project and you don't find out how it is going, and then maybe somebody somewhere is the one asking, how is everything going? How is this one going? How is that one going? How is this one going? And you never even find out anything. You don't really care. And all of a sudden, his heart will be shifting and drifting away. I know this marriage thing, you know, is a thing of the heart. Once the heart is lost, everything is lost. It's a thing of the heart. It's not something you can see physically. That's why somebody can be so near. Because your heart is not together, you might not communicate with the person. And somebody can be so far, and then you'll be, because it's a thing of the heart. The heart is interconnected. And this is as a direct result of support. Husbands, the same thing applies to you. Support your wife's work and businesses. I love you is not just by mouth. If she has a project, support it. If she has a plan, support it. Put down your widow's mite, the little you have. You might have something small today, and you might have something very big tomorrow. But whatever it is she's planning, let your hand of support be there. I've noticed in my life that women are not actually looking for men with big money per se. People always think that women are always looking for money. It's not true. They are looking for supportive men. Hello? They are looking for support, men that will support them, men that will love them for who they are, not necessarily money. Because the money will eventually come once the two of them work together. Once they work in agreement, they work together. Money is a small thing. Money naturally comes to where there's support, where there's agreement. Because two of them are working together for the same goal. My prayer for you today is that cooperation and support will not be lacking in your family. I say cooperation and support will not be lacking in your family. It's a devil's work for the husband and the wife to be thinking differently. It's the work of the devil. You want to serve God, your husband says, no, let them serve God. You want to give, your husband says, no, it's not give. Husband and wife, there should be cooperation and support. Always support each other's dreams. Always support each other's aspirations. Always, if, for example, you as a man, you have a BSc, and your wife has the grace to go beyond BSc to MSc to PhD, and she even wants to become a professor, support her. Support her. She can even become a vice chancellor. And even give you appointment in the university board there. It doesn't matter. Husband and wife are one. Somebody said they are one. They are one. There's no competition. There's no competition between husband and wife. The only area I encourage competition between husband and wife is spiritual things. If your husband fasts 1 week, then you should fast maybe 5 days or 4 days. That's competition. If your husband reads 4 books, you can read 2 or 3. That's competition. That one is allowed. If your husband gives something, if you can give half of it or more, that's okay. That's, but any other competition is not, it's not necessary, because it's the togetherness that matters. The devil will not come into your family. I said the devil will not come into your family. Families that always cooperate and support each other can achieve anything. Matthew 18:19. If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, someone say anything, that's cooperation and support. That's the power of cooperation and support. If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. I like that word, anything. Anything, you can achieve it if you are cooperative. You cooperate with each other. You can do anything. You can build godly houses. You can raise godly children. You can do business together. It doesn't mean that you are working with him directly in the business, but you are giving him support. You are praying for him. You are asking him how the business is going. If he's working somewhere, you want him to grow in the ladder. You ask, how's the office? Is there any problem? If they say there's a problem, then you attack the problem together. Well, if I stop here, I've overpreached self. I'll give you just one more and we'll close. Kingdom ways for family prosperity is walking in the fear of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. If your desire is for your family to be prosperous, it must be in a godly way. It must not be like Ananias and Sapphira kind of prosperity. It must be a godliness. It must be a prosperity with truthfulness. The fear of God. In the month of October, we'll be going deeply into the matter of the fear of God. Very deep throughout the month. Very deep. Today is the last service on prosperity, all around prosperity. And in the month of October, we'll be going deeply into that matter. Because that is one of the most important for anybody that will be prosperous in life. The fear of God. The fear of God. The fear of God. The fear of God. That is what distinguishes family A from family B. Family A, the husband says, I want to do this evil thing. The wife says, no, don't do it. No. We can't be doing this kind of thing. God doesn't want it. No, this is negative. No. Family B say, the husband says, I want to do that. What are you waiting for? Don't waste time at all. Do it. Let's get rich on time. We are tired of Ilorin. We want to locate to Lagos or to Abuja or somewhere else. I'm tired. That's what makes the difference. If your desire is to be prosperous in this kingdom, it's not what everybody is doing. Your family must do. There are some things you know that this is not godly. This is God. If Jesus were here now, can I do this thing? Oh, Jesus is even too much. If pastor was here now, if our senior pastor is here now, this thing, this behavior, can we do it? Once you don't pass that test, you drop it. My prayer for you today, in your family, the fear of God shall be mightily prevalent in Jesus' name. In the life of your children, the fear of God will be mightily prevalent in Jesus' name. Everybody that will see you will say, indeed, you are a lover of God. And you are a man or woman that fears God in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Well, we must not close this second service without calling on our friends.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.